This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're longtime friends.
Let me tell you something real quick about Dibs that I'm sure not everybody knows.
And first-time partners.
Hang in there, big guy. There'll be brighter days ahead.
Now these two homegrown Bay Area boys finally come together to take over sports talk.
Get the hell off of my doorstep.
Major League Baseball, you stink.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I guess you could call it a oversimplification sensation.
Cha-ching!
Coming in hot. I told you I was coming in hot today.
Cha-ching!
So you don't get to just, this isn't like playing quarters when you're in college. You don't get to just make rules. You have to stay fluid. You have to be ready for each situation as it comes. But I would come damn close to making a rule if I were running a football team. I will not. I will not trade one of my young players for a first-round draft pick. Because if that's the valuation of your young player, I've got a better idea. Keep him. Keep him on the team. This is the hardest thing to have in sports. A drafted player at a high level, then he plays up to that level, the fan base gets engaged, and that player is a part on multiple levels of winning. That is the hardest thing to find in sports. That is what Steph Curry was, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green, and George Kittle, and Fred Warner, and Brock Purdy, and Deebo Samuel. It's all of those people. It's Tim Lincecum and Madison Bumgarner. It's all of those people. And he has an opportunity to be one of those guys. Like, hell, I'm letting him out the door.
Well, it's just not that simple in a hard cap league. And I know you know that. And you may have to get to a point where you make a hard choice about somebody. And maybe this is the time where you make the hard choice with Brandon Ayuk, like you did with DeForest Buckner, where it came down to money, according to DeForest Buckner. And he didn't feel like they were making him an offer that was going to work. And so whatever the back channel communication was, the team decided at that point, let's trade him. They got the 13th pick. They moved back a spot, took Javon Kinlaw, and the net result was a loss. You ended up getting Javon Hargrave, and now you're paying him, and Armstead is gone. And don't know if all those things would have happened if they just would have stuck with Buckner and paid him what he was asking for. So now, because it didn't work the first time, it doesn't necessarily make it, in my opinion, to where you will never do that again. This situation may be similar. It may be totally dissimilar. And you've got a couple days to make a hard choice on, you know, and I'm sure the phone's been ringing.
No doubt. He's admitted that.
I wonder how many teams are calling about Brandon Ayuk because they know the situation.
Absolutely.
Listen, so, and if I'm out there, and we could go through every team and look at who actually would be hot after a good receiver, it's probably about half the league.
Here's another reason why, and this is just tea leaves now, but I think it was Ian Rappaport. And do we have the rap sheet thing? I bet we do, kicking around here somewhere, Grandy. Let me know where it is. Rap sheet, I heard him say earlier today that the IU camp believes, and if they believe this, it's true, because the agent has been talking to everybody, that Brandon Ayuk probably has a contractual offer from another team that's even better than what the 49ers would or could give him. But Brandon Ayuk is still sitting here sending TJ Houshmandzadeh to 95.7 The Game to tell everybody he wants to be a 49er. Brandon's behavior on the field, Brandon's behavior off the field has suggested that he's a winning player. He's a team player. This is not about numbers. This is not about throw me the damn ball. This is not about anything other than I want to be here, but I want to be given my worth. So in other words, he might even take a smidge less to stay with the 49ers. And that would be smart anyway because he's not a free agent. So it's not like he's got a choice. He can get into a huge fight, or he can take something that is viewed as at least close to fair. But that, to me, is a feather in the cap of the player. He's sitting there going, I like here. I like this. I think we can win. You know you can win with me. Let's do this thing. And I am not messing around with that. I am fascinated by how many people, and I know that this is the draft and it's puzzle pieces and we all like to, like our fantasy teams, pretend that we're GMs. Oh, you know what I would do, right? We can move up.
Yeah.
Marvin Harrison, and there's this guy, and Rome Odunze, and stop.
I like the player.
Oh my God. I like Brandon Ayuk.
Good little player.
You know who I want with my first round pick? Brandon Ayuk.
You already got him with your first round pick.
Like,
was that the last time they had a first round pick?
Oh.
Because I know it's been a couple of years since they had a first round pick.
It was
pick.
Trey Lance.
Well, right.
Man, my bad.
That was a bad.
Yeah,
that was. Wow, how the hell did that fly?
Talk
over
about
our
heads? Mental block. That one's been.
Okay, but
like
other
half
than Trey,
the people on my Twitter feed, that's blocked.
But other than Trey. No, because was
Nick Bosa and Brandon Ayuk.
Well, Bosa and Debo were together.
Yep.
Debo was second round. And, Kinlaw, Or was that the, they traded in, they had two first round picks that year. Was that the same year as Kinlaw?
Yeah, it was. They traded back into the end of the first round and picked Ayuk.
There it is. All right. So, yeah, in theory, outside of Trey Lance, that was the last time they picked someone in the first round.
Yeah, boy.
Keep him. Pay him. Pay that man his money.
It depends on how much it is. And it's not as easy as...
Everybody knows where this is going to end up. Like
financially?
Yeah.
Well, if Ian Rappaport, Rap Sheet, is reporting that he may have another offer for another team, if they're out there sniffing around and that offer is significantly higher than what the Niners want to pay... Then we are at a bit of an impasse.
Well, what does that mean, significantly higher? First of all, it can't be official offer. But
of course.
You know what we're talking
Maybe
about.
Maybe a team is sniffing, Pittsburgh is sniffing and saying, we'll give you 28. We'll give you 3 and 84 with $60 million guaranteed. Take that back to San Francisco.
I mean.
And Parag is going, we can't do that. Our numbers, all of a sudden he became far on. Our numbers are not.
Parag's like, he's not available.
Right.
He's under contract.
Well, and.
He's under contract.
Fine. But
so therefore, Brandon needs to potentially take a couple bucks less than whatever Pittsburgh or whoever's throwing out there, because that's your only choice. It doesn't mean that you let the team get over on you, because that's the other thing. Listen, I'm not a capologist, but the reason I said that, we know where this is going. We do. TJ said 27, maybe it's 26, maybe it's 25 and a half, maybe it's 27 and a half, whatever. Whatever, like whatever that, like find the spot where Brandon's a little ticked, and so are you.
That's what TJ was saying,
and just do it. You know that this is not a wide gap. They're far apart. Not really. Like
we don't know.
No, but
we don't know.
It's not like Brandon's saying 35 and the Niners are saying 20. That's far apart.
Well, it's all relative.
You know where he is. He's a top 10 receiver. You know what the market is. Calvin Ridley just got 23. We go north from there. Debo makes 24. We go north from there. Tyreek makes 30. We go south from there.
Well, when Justin,
somewhere in there.
When Justin Jefferson gets his deal and it's more than Tyreek and the top of the market gets up to 32 or 33.
But he's different.
Brandon's not going to settle for 25. He's going to want to be closer to that top of the market. So, you know, and if they're projecting Justin Jefferson's getting 32, 33, and CeeDee Lamb is getting, I think those guys are getting more than Tyreek.
Justin should. He's the best receiver in the game.
CD is number two or number three, in my opinion.
And Brandon's right behind him.
Yeah, Brandon's probably in that six or seven spot, no matter how you want to slice it. But if you're Brandon, you don't want to be first unless the offer is really, really good.
Yeah, but I know it's easy for me to be like, a few million bucks here or there. Like, there are ways. We're all just talking about AAV, and it's a fake number. It's about the guarantee.
Right.
It's about the way it's structured. It's about how much is pushed to the end versus the beginning. And so when we say, oh, they're far apart, I don't think their conversations go the way we talk about them. They're not talking about AAV. They're talking about guarantee. And so that number could be as much as 10 to 15 to 20 million apart. And that's a large gap.
Yeah.
Here's what Ian Rappaport said earlier today.
I would say this pretty confidently. Whatever the 49ers will pay Brandon Ayuk, who they really, really like as a player who they developed all the way through, I wouldn't be surprised if it's a team that's willing to pay him more. That's actually not really the question. The question really is, does Brandon Ayuk want to stay in San Francisco with a team that's awesome and will probably be very good for a long time? Are they going to pay him the most in the NFL? Maybe not. They got a good team. They want to keep it together. But would it be enough to keep him? I'm kind of with you. I'm leaning more as of right now of him potentially staying, but this story has not yet been written fully.
And that's what everyone who's in the know is saying. This absolutely, and so just sit with this for a sec, this could go either way. This really could go either way, and it will happen in the next 55 hours.
Right, and when you get midway through the first round, as a Niner fan, you can start to breathe a little bit easier. If you get to pick 15, pick 16, and Brandon is still yet to move, I think it becomes less likely.
Yeah,
for me, I don't,
it more like 20 to 25, but I hear you.
I don't think there's a trade out there that would involve the Niners trading Ayuk, keeping their pick at 31, and getting a first-round pick. Even
probably
if it's
not.
Like
probably
you
not.
Trade Ayuk to a team and you get the 20th overall and you keep 31,
well,
I don't see that necessarily happening.
No, but if you're given Brandon Ayuk and a second or and a third, could that net you a first-round pick? It could.
It might.
It could.
Yeah.
With that idea that you brought up, that Bill Barnwell brought up, I'm 1,000% out on that idea.
Too much.
Acquiring a first-round pick, but having your pick be in the deal. So Brandon and the 31 to simply move up in the first round and then gather an asset or two later in the draft. Yuck. Gross. I'm out. Terrible. I would be furious if the Niners take a deal like that.
Well,
And Rappaport says this is about whether or not Brandon wants to stay. Well, here's what his coach told us yesterday.
I mean, I talked to B.A. He don't want to leave San Francisco. He just wants to get paid. Just very simple. He just wants to be rewarded for the work that he's put in.
This is not a complicated conversation.
It is because
I don't think it is. He wants to be here. He wants his money.
He wants to be paid.
Yes.
And by he wants to be paid means he wants to get what he feels like he's worth. And if the team, the Niners, doesn't feel like they want to give him what he thinks he's worth, then Houston, we've got ourselves a problem. Because Brandon clearly has an idea in his mind of what he's worth, as all these players do. And TJ told us yesterday about the nature of wide receivers, himself included.
Oh, God, yeah.
And we all know this. The word diva is unfair, but they are self-confident, self-assured, and they have a high self-value in terms of what they should be paid. And this is Brandon's time.
They're sports cars. Look at them. Watch a wide receiver walk by you.
Yeah.
Look at them. They look like Lamborghinis.
Well, watch one run by you. It's like, man.
I don't really have a choice to do anything but watch them run by
Seriously.
Me. Anyway, That's kind of the, that's the point. I get it. Yes, there is a nature of the beast, if you will. Although I think that gets overplayed when it comes to money, because it's not like overweight left tackles are just letting you, well, you just pay me whatever you want because I'm a nice fat guy. Like, no, you got to pay that too. People want what they're worth in the world of I've achieved, I'm confident, and I know what I'm worth. You're gonna have to meet it. This is not a surprise. And I think we fail to sort of remember what every April sounds like. We did this 2 years ago with Debo.
Yep.
We didn't do it in April last year with Nick because the team coached us into it's going to be fine.
You're not trading DPOY.
You're not trading him. Although, what happened when he signed? His mom came on the show and was like, we thought we were out. We thought we were leaving. It got real, yep. Even though we didn't think it was going to get real, because Lynch was like, we budgeted for this, we're good, we're not doing anything with Nick Bosa. Next thing you know, we got a game against the Steelers, and everyone's like, is Nick here? So, just like I said yesterday, you got to have the stomach for this. It's hard, it stinks, feelings get hurt. I have no doubt that if he stays, there's going to be some ups and downs over the next few months. Then again, I'll argue this is only about money. It's not about desire.
Right.
And it's not like anybody is surprised about the numbers that are being thrown around. He's a very good receiver. We know what that costs.
But we don't know what the top of the market is going to be, and maybe they do. Maybe Brandon and his agent and maybe the 49ers are all aware of the neighborhood where CeeDee Lamb and Justin Jefferson are going to land, because neither of those guys is playing their fifth-year option either. Both of them will get more than Brandon Ayuk. Whoever signs first of those two is getting less than the other one, but those two are going to reset the market. And so Brandon, I'm sure, is looking at that going, if they reset it at 33 or 34 AAV, which I know is mostly meaningless, he wants to be up at 28 or 29, I bet.
We got all kinds of great stuff today. We got this Brandon Ayuk conversation. We got Keaton Wynn, last night's winning pitcher for the Giants, is coming on here in about 30 to 45 minutes. We got some other stuff we're working on, some insight on the Warriors offseason that we want to share, all of it. And you are invited, as always, to be a part of all of it. 888-957-9570 is the number. Oh, look at the first call at once. Willard is dreaming. I can't wait to have this conversation. Let's do that next on Willard and Dibs.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think both parties realize they need each other, and it'll get done. It'll be ugly at times, but I think at the end he'll be a 49.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, how do we just have a quick reflection on this? I don't want this to sound like we're bragging. There's a lot of people that go into doing what we did, but yesterday we had his college coach and his personal coach. That's pretty freaking awesome, I think.
Yeah.
And they're both two of the best talkers in the absolute business. So add that in, and both of them were as clear as day. They were as clear as day about what Brandon wants, about what the 49ers want, and about what this is going to feel like at times. And they both said the exact same thing. Brandon would like what he's worth. Brandon wants to be a 49er. 49ers want Brandon. Herm Edwards is talking to John Lynch all the time. TJ Houshmandzadeh is talking to Brandon Ayuk all the time. Both of them said the same thing. Yo, get ready. This is going to hurt like hell. So my prediction is he's still a Niner by Thursday night when we go to bed, and the summer's going to suck.
Well,
there's going to be social media scrubbing. There's going to be emojis. There's going to be press conferences, pushing, shoving, cajoling, and a resolution at some point.
Probably in early August, unfortunately.
I hope. You hope.
Well, you hope it's before that.
You hope it's not early September.
Now you hope it's before they even go to camp. And, you know, I don't mind the dance of all that. It doesn't really bother me. And I know if you get past Thursday, that likely means that this will get resolved. It's about a 95% chance. I don't think that Brandon Ayuk would sit out. He might get into a spot where he signs a shorter-term deal with more guaranteed money. If he wants to make that big money, if he wants $30 million and he wants $25 guaranteed, and you know the team doesn't want to give him $75 million guaranteed over 3 years, maybe it's a shorter-term deal.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of these receiver deals come in at 3 years, and that's been, you know, the way that it's gone.
Not usually for the guys who are coming into their first deal, though. Not usually the guys.
Well, Pittman Jr., 3 years.
Yeah, you're right.
You know.
But at the same time, I just like, you know how it is in the NFL. TJ was even talking about this, and it's why I always support NFL players when they're like, no, I need every dollar. Because, like, they're going to get hurt. They're going to get hurt. And you have to get every dollar that you can.
100% injury rate, TJ said.
Absolutely. And so when you're on the open market, and by the way, again, he's not yet, but when you're negotiating, you have got to have that in the back of your mind. This next game that I play could be my last. So I'm not doing a short-term prove-it deal in the NFL. It's very different when Blake Snell and Matt Chapman and Cody Bellinger do it.
Right.
Very, very different than if Brandon Ayuk was going to do it. He's 26. He absolutely crushed it last year, over 1,300 yards. He's playing like a first rounder that he is, and it's extension time. And he knows it. His agent knows it. The Niners know it. And deadline spur action, and there is no deadline, unless of course we're talking about the Niners deciding that it's not going to work out. And if there is a deal to be made on Thursday. But there's two pieces to that. It's not just the Niners have to decide that we're too far apart, but the offer has to come in that makes them feel good about it. And I actually have heard that's the bigger stumbling block right now. It's not that the Niners are like, I think we can find common ground. I think they're worried about that, money-wise.
Yeah.
But the bigger issue is the Niners love Brandon so much that what's being offered potentially in a deal, they're like, no. That's not good value for Brandon Ayuk. So that's the biggest stumbling block.
Yeah, and it depends on what you want to give up and what you want to potentially get back. If the Niners do want to move up to 5, which is where the LA Chargers are, and you look at the Jimmy Johnson draft pick value chart that, you know, has been famous now for a couple of decades, and it is a resource that teams look at as far as what each pick is worth. If you take your 31st pick and Brandon Ayuk, that's probably not enough to go up there and get the number 5, based on what the value is of number 5.
Yeah,
so but if you're talking about getting to where Pittsburgh is, Pittsburgh's drafting at 20. So could you trade Brandon Ayuk and a second and get the 20th pick? So then you have 20 and 31.
Now you're starting to get a little bit more attractive, if you ask me. Maybe it's the weight loss.
Thank you.
But no, I look at this circumstantially, though. You can talk about value, and I go, okay, I get that, but how do we then factor for the Niners trying to win a Super Bowl this year?
Yeah.
Trying to win a Super Bowl this year. Don't go out there this week and make yourself worse. That's my goal for Thursday night. I know a lot of you got your draft crushes, and you think something's going on.
Oh, you've got yourself. We'll get into that.
I got my guy.
Yeah, you do.
I got my guy. I went into the lab, and I got my guy. I know you got your second-round sleeper from Virginia Tech. Good for you.
Yep.
My goal this weekend, don't get worse. Don't get worse. You're really good. Don't get worse.
Well, you're not automatically going to get worse if you trade Brandon Ayuk.
Of course you are. No matter who
untrue.
That, who that the rookie's going to come in and go for 1,400?
Marvin Harrison Jr.?
Come on, brother.
You tell me, although the word on the street is he's not a huge fan of blocking. So that might not be might not be the player for this offense.
I'm out.
I love the player, but you definitely need a receiver who can block. You've got Juwan Jennings. You could slot him right in.
He's not Brandon Ayuk.
Of course he's not.
He's not a downfield player. That's a there's a reason his nickname is Third and Juwan. He's not going on a go route.
You drafted Danny Gray with his speed. What's he, a 4.3 40?
And how are we doing?
Well, he didn't get a chance last year.
Here we go with the didn't get a chance.
He's Ayuk blocked. He's blocked by Brandon.
He'd get a chance if he was awesome, but he's not awesome.
Chris Conley made some plays in the Super Bowl.
I mean, what are we doing right now?
What are we doing here? What are we talking about? Ronnie Bell? You used all this draft capital on receivers.
Trade him. You're worse.
Elevate one.
Trade him. You're worse. Period. There is no way around
it. How much worse? Just a little worse. Just a tiny little bit worse.
I'm not getting worse. You're not good enough now. Don't get worse.
Well, he wasn't the reason why you didn't win the Super Bowl.
No, he wasn't. But he might be the reason why you don't win the next one if he's on a different team. Let's go to Alan in Marin. Hey, Alan, what are you doing?
What's up, guys?
What's cooking?
I just love the conversation. And Willard, when I said that you were dreaming, you're not dreaming, brother. You're just triggered on certain words, and I knew you'd bump me to the front of the list if I said dreaming. So
there's a lot of people waiting.
I agree with most.
Go ahead.
I get it, but I bet I wasn't the first one in line. That's all I got to say.
You got bumped up because you used the D word. Go ahead, Alan.
And there's no shame in that. I'll be quick. I agree with almost everything you're saying, Mark, and most of what Dibs is saying as well. The thing you got to quit saying, though, is he's not under contract. He's not going to play this year under his fifth-year option. Just like you said, Jefferson won't. Just like you said, CD won't. That's basically putting the franchise tag on him, which wide receivers hate. And Dibs, wide receivers are divas. They are self-important people that can be temperamental at times. That is literally Webster's definition of that.
So, wait, Alan, I'm mildly confused at what you're saying. I said, I don't think he's playing on his fifth-year option. He might when it gets to week eight, because then guys show up where they forfeit their entire year of salary. And there's, you know, like nobody does that. Nobody does that. I think it was it Vincent Jackson? Rest in peace, by the way.
Damn.
Who with the San Diego, he did this with the San Diego Chargers. They were still San Diego. And he held out and he held out and he held out, and it was just a big standoff. And then he showed up. He showed up week eight when he didn't want to, because it was literally forfeiting millions of dollars. So
yeah, 2010. I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, yeah. So Alan, will you recap for me? What is it I said about playing on the fifth year option?
Sure. I mean, Vincent Jackson's a bad comp here, just because San Diego's a historically terrible franchise.
Totally.
In dealing with players and managing this. The Niners are not. The Niners have a great track record in drafting well, keeping well. What you keep saying is, if the Niners aren't getting the offers they want, tell him he's under contract. Nobody's buying that he's under contract because they know he's not going to play in his fifth-year option.
It's interesting. I don't feel like I've been saying that at all. I'm not talking about hardline negotiations. What I'm telling you, though, when I hear a lot of people talk about the leverage that they think Brandon Ayuk has, he does not have a ton of leverage. And that is why he would settle for probably a few bucks less to stay, because he's under contract. And this can get into the season, and then everyone's going to hate each other, and that's awful, and nobody wants that. The Niners don't want it. Brandon doesn't want it. Us fans do not want it. But, I don't know, Alan. I feel like you're misrepresenting my point a little bit.
No, I mean, whether you meant it, what you said it, or whether you were trying to get across a different point, I mean, you literally said, if they're not getting the offers they want, okay, he's not truly a free agent, he's not even under contract, he's under contract this year. So, I mean, you said that was literally the reason why.
Right.
I agree with you, though. I agree with you that that's the case. The problem is, no team is going to take that as a bargaining position that, oh, well, he's not under contract, so I'm just going to quit offering what I think he's worth.
Right. Well, so,
he's under contract, so I'm going to quit offering what I think he's worth.
So, Alan, thank you for calling. Appreciate it. This is let me reboot something because I think the larger point got lost here. I don't want any offers for Brandon Ayuk. I don't care what the hell anyone's offering me. My answer's no. No.
Yeah, it's not that easy.
No.
Yeah.
My answer's no, because the minute I trade him, I get worse, and I don't want to get worse. I don't want to get worse. Like, the only trade I'd be interested in, and I'm not even interested in this, is if you went player for player and gave me a different awesome receiver. You trade Brandon, who's playing? Who's starting at receiver for the Niners?
Marvin Harrison Jr. on his way to Canton.
Let's all take a knee and pray that he's good.
Well, you don't have to pray that he's good. You just watch the tape, Mark.
Oh.
I've watched every snap of him since high school.
The tape.
Watch the tape. I feel like I'm talking to Spiney again.
You want
to
talk about what, like, people are talking about what triggers me? This is what triggers me. Oh, the
people who watch tape.
Oh, the can't miss prospect. Oh, the can't miss prospect.
The Niners have never had an issue with wide receivers and can't miss prospects.
Good point.
Other than those 9 or 10 that they've taken.
Other than like every skill position player they've taken in the first three rounds in this entire era, other than Debo.
You mean like Jalen Hurd and Dante Pettis, for example?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Want to say more?
Well, you're just nitpicking now. Yeah.
I don't want anyone on the team at that position not named Brandon Ayuk. I don't. I hope that's as clear as day.
It's very clear.
Yeah, and so this isn't about, like, the point that Alan's making about the negotiating position. If you're not getting the offer that you want, tell him that he's under contract. That's not really what I was getting at in any way, shape, or form. I don't want the 49ers taking offers right now. And the point about you being under contract is not to be said to other teams. It's to be said to Brandon. You're not available. You're not available. Now, unless I don't know what the conversations are. And if they truly feel like common ground is going to be too hard to find, then unfortunately you do have to start looking at options that you don't like. I am having the hardest time understanding why it would be better for the 49ers to save $10 million in guarantees, let's say, to Brandon Ayuk. You would rather save that money and just huck a piece of toilet paper into the air on a windy day and hope that it lands as a starting receiver. What? I don't know, man. There's a lot of talk about this. I thought y'all went to win the Super Bowl this year. But it turns out that some of you sound more interested in playing fantasy football this Thursday night.
It may not be as convenient as, we can sign him. Maybe you are at a spot where it doesn't look like the deal is tenable. And I know it's only April, but you're in a spot where if you do want to make a pivot, you got to make the pivot before you get through Thursday in the first round of the draft, because after Thursday, it's not worth it to trade him and get back a resource that does not involve a first-round pick. So between now and Thursday, there's going to be a lot of posturing. There have been articles written from Tim Kawakami and Mike Silver, and Ian Rappaport weighed in, and Herm Edwards, his coach at Arizona State, and TJ Houshmandzadeh, his personal coach who's known him for years, and everybody's got their opinion. John Lynch at the podium and his press conference. All of this is talk until you get through Thursday, where there either will be action or there's no action. And if there's no action, then we can put this thing to bed for me until you get to midsummer.
No doubt.
Because, and whatever he wants to do, scrub his IG, skip voluntary workouts.
Doesn't matter.
Any of that stuff, none of it matters after you get past Thursday.
The other side of this, though, is don't get it twisted. It absolutely matters that Brandon Ayuk is not a free agent. That is absolutely a relevant factor in this conversation. Don't take it from me. Take it from Herm Edwards.
He has to realize that, he's not a free agent. He has another year on his contract. So it's not like we're going to free agency. 49ers aren't going to trade him at this point. It doesn't look like it. And I think he wants to be a 49er, and hopefully it gets done.
Okay. So there's Herm.
At this point?
Yeah. Herm talks to Lynch a lot, And we caught that yesterday. Yeah. Niners not going to trade him. And then I think he went, oh, I probably shouldn't say that. So then he threw in, you know, at this point, it doesn't look like it. Brandon doesn't want to go anywhere else. And Brandon can't. Like, again.
Right, you, right. By the letter of the law, you're right, he can't.
You can play the game and understand no one wins. No one wins if you play the holdout game. The Niners will be worse, and you will lose a ton of money.
Right.
And everybody then wants to break up.
As long as he plays six games, that was the Vincent Jackson maneuver.
Okay.
And he came back, and he had to sit three games, and then he played the six in order to get credit for the year, which would then make Brandon Ayuk a free agent, unless the team chose to then
franchise tag.
Which they wouldn't do, because the Niners don't franchise anybody. The last guy they franchised was their kicker, Robbie Gould. And also, you wouldn't franchise a bad apple, because if Brandon Ayuk did that, he would be a bad apple, and you wouldn't want to franchise him.
Now, why? Why is he a bad apple right away just because?
Well, if he sits out and he decides he doesn't want to play football, I mean, from an organizational standpoint, you wouldn't want to then franchise that player, a guy who already showed a willingness to not play.
I don't know. That's pretty much what Washington did to Trent Williams. Do you call him a bad apple?
That was a different situation.
It's not a different situation.
That was a completely toxic environment, and the way they treated him was borderline inhumane.
Right, but that, like, again, that's how Brandon will feel if the Niners do that to him. I guess my point in asking that question is, if there's a holdout situation, why is it automatically the player that's the bad apple?
It's not, and I shouldn't have portrayed him as a bad apple. It's a bad situation.
Absolutely.
And I don't think that the team would then say, you know what, let's franchise this guy. You could transition tag him and then trade him, and when you trade him, then the other team has to give you two first-round picks back if you transition tag a guy and then trade him. So if you did that, you would basically be telling Brandon, oh, yeah, we'll try to trade you, but no team's going to offer up two firsts for Brandon Ayuk if he sat out half a year.
Yeah, would not think so. So that's just what, you know, my focus coming off of an overtime Super Bowl win solely on Thursday night. Like, I will be just listening and hanging on every word from Grandy and Evan. Who else is on the show?
Sterling Bennett.
Sterling?
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
I'm going to be hanging on every word with one thought in mind. Get better. Get better. The Niners have to get better. That's what this week is all about. That's what this offseason is all about. And so I understand that you can't just remove the financial portion of this conversation from the sphere. I totally get that. But I am not going to be a fan of any move that I feel immediately makes the Niners worse. And I am failing at this moment to see the path where a trade of Brandon Ayuk makes the 49ers a better football team for September.
Yeah, sometimes it's not solely about getting better in September. You do have to have an eye toward the future. Mm. And if, you know, and everything that everybody's laid out about signing Brandon Ayuk, the majority of the next statement is talking about getting off of Deebo Samuel in a year. And so that may be something that the organization doesn't want to do. And if you look at paying two wide receivers north of $24 million, having that position taking $50 million of your cap, that's about 20 to 25% of the cap for two wide receivers. It may be something that the bean counters up top, Parag Marate and company, they think that they don't want to do that. And so you do what everyone wants, give Ayuk all the money he needs, play out this year. You get to next year, well, we're going to get off of Deebo, so now Deebo gets cut, and you get nothing back for Deebo. And then next year, you're in the same situation that you put yourself in this year if you traded Ayuk, because next year, you would need a wide receiver.
Yeah, except for there's ways to start getting ready for that if you've got a year of information building up to it. A, I don't even know. It's not automatically one or the other. It's not automatic that it's either trade Ayuk this year or cut Deebo next year. Like, there, you could have both of them on the team. You absolutely could do that. It is allowed. The Eagles are paying two receivers a truckload of money, and they're pretty good. Like, that's allowed. And their quarterback's gotten paid. So I'm not taking that off the table. But, you know, you've made this comparison a couple times where it's like, trade Ayuk, you get something for him. You lose Deebo, you don't get anything for him. You trade Ayuk, you don't know if you're getting anything for him. You don't know what you're getting.
Well, you're getting a draft asset.
Yes, let's make a deal. Open
but
up the
it's
door.
It's more than might when you cut a guy.
Might be a box full of chickens. Like,
but that's better than what you'd get for Debo.
But cutting veterans is part of the NFL. And you can start grooming that person, like my draft crush. You could start grooming that person for a year so that they're actually ready to play. Because even great rookie receivers usually don't look great right away. Even the great ones. Look at Ayuk. 2 years in, he's in the doghouse.
Yeah.
Now we love him. I'm not drafting Marvin Harrison, who might be great 3 years from now.
Oh, he might be great week one.
Very, very rare. Very rare.
I'll look at some numbers for rookie receivers. I think the good ones pop more often than your.
Give me the top receivers.
Puka Nacua this
give
year.
Me the top, yeah.
Hello.
Fifth or sixth round pick.
Scoreboard. Rookie.
Yeah, exactly. And was not asked to be a one. We're presented by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. We'll keep taking calls on this. We're also expecting Keaton Wynn of the Giants coming up here shortly on Withered and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.